Moon Man here, just dropping a new Kunizrael in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is for 9/11. See you in hell, you filthy scheming hook-nosed rats. Never forget. Never forget what they've done to you. What they've done to your family, your nation, your race. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. What was rubble is now rebuilt. In the terror attacks, the Jews had our backs, with a dagger up to the hilt. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. The memorials and museum are in place. And the radio just let us know that we should hate our own entire race. Long afterward, the media were reeling. Islamophobia was their main concern. We wouldn't want to hurt the Muzzies' feelings. So just sit back and smile and watch it burn. Well, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and it ain't you, you ain't no fortunate son. Cause the country's cucked, the whole nation's fucked, cause the terrorists have won. And by terrorists I mean Jews, sloppy job Mossad. Not that those Zionist bastards give a shit. When you completely dominate the media and the government, you can spit in the faces of ordinary people, and the majority will accept it as normal and unremarkable. Wake the fuck up, white America. It's time to take our country back. Wreck the Jewish power structure and rebuild from the rubble. You might get a little patriotic, thinking of the bravery of our boys. But when you really stop and think about it, they fight and die for Zionists who think they're stupid boys. You know, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, and never mind about Tower 7. Cause Larry Silverstein still fucks more underage teens than Osama up in heaven. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. The airports are a farce, but the esoteric battle for control of the cattle has a little more code to parse. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. All hail the Triple K. We never choose to lose, so let's gas the Jews on this jolly holiday. We never choose to lose, we're gassing Jews on this jolly holiday. KKK, KKK, KKK.